This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Peter Reynolds, and this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Hey, spinners. Early November has yielded major box office hits like Thor Ragnarok and Bohemian Rhapsody in recent years, but no such juggernaut was in sight as Midway only needed a $17.5 million opening to take the number one spot. The chart-topping victory was a surprise because the so-called experts had picked Stephen King's Dr. Sleep to be on top. Well, we did too. Oops! Olivia Munn didn't intend to publicly debut her relationship with her boyfriend, Tucker Roberts, just yet. I went to my girlfriend's Halloween party. I didn't know there would be a photographer there, the actress said. I thought it was just her photographer for the party. I had no idea, unquote. Well, sure enough, photos quickly surfaced online of the couple partying it up. Yep, busted. Miley Cyrus has undergone vocal cord surgery and will require weeks of silence to recover. When Miley was hospitalized for tonsillitis last month, she discovered a separate issue with her vocal cords, which she had unknowingly had for years. After learning of the issue, Cyrus was told she would need to have surgery and the recovery would take several weeks of silence. Christmas came early this year! Gigi Hadid unfollowed Tyler Cameron on Instagram, the news coming after the former couple ended their brief romance after first hooking up in August. A source said, quote, "Her unfollow doesn't mean the duo has any bad blood between them. He and Gigi Hadid are no longer together, but they're still friends," unquote. Oh yeah, I unfollow all my friends too. Right. ASAP Rocky isn't wasting any time in returning to see his fans in Sweden. Yep, Rocky will perform on December 11th at the Ericsson Globe in Stockholm. The show serves as the first time he'll be stepping foot in Sweden following his month-long incarceration nightmare, which came to an end when he was released back on August 2nd. Hey Rocky, couldn't you have just gone to IKEA? Music mogul Suge Knight's son, Jacob, welcomed a baby girl to the world. Suge Jacob Knight stars in the hit reality show Love and Listings and is a rising star in the real estate world. Marion Suge Knight is in a California prison serving a 28-year sentence after he hit two people with his car, killing one man and leaving another injured. Congrats, little Suge. Hopefully, she'll be a good night. Johnny Depp's messy split from Amber Heard just got more complicated. Heard, who split from Depp in 2016, is asking the courts to force the actor to complete a mental health examination, questioning his current mental state. Johnny's relationship with reality oscillates depending upon his interaction with alcohol and drugs, Heard said in court. Yep, looks like this divorce will never end. Modern Family star Sarah Hyland took to Instagram to share the painful process of tattoo removal. In the posts, she wears protective goggles and makes a pained face as celebrity favorite Nurse Jamie removes the ink from her butt. Oof, that hurt! Spicy, she says in the video. We hear that Hyland was having a purple dinosaur removed. Barney said, "Thanks a lot!" LA music fans hoping to see Frank Ocean booed Drake off the stage when he was revealed as the surprise headliner. Drake said, quote, "I'm here for you tonight," unquote. After the crowd started booing, Drake continued, "I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me," he added before walking backstage. Maybe it was God's plan. Sorry. A stampede occurred outside rapper Travis Scott's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, leaving three people injured. Minutes before the gates were scheduled to open at noon, fans began climbing over metal barricades and surged toward the entrance. Three people suffered minor leg injuries and were transported to area hospitals after being trampled. It's not Astroworld and Stampede. Woody Allen has settled his $68 million breach of contract suit against Amazon, which canceled a four-picture deal with the filmmaker amid the Me Too movement. Allen filed suit in February, alleging that Amazon had backed out of the deal due to a 25-year-old baseless allegation. Allen's daughter, Dylan Farrow, has long alleged that he raped her when she was 7 years old. Diddler! Alleged! Rapper Lil Pump was bitten by a snake while filming a music video, and he had the wounds and blood to prove it. The Gucci Gang rapper posted an expletive-laced video to Instagram that shows a snake handler giving him the serpent. "Hold him up," Pump says nonchalantly as the reptile quickly turns towards him and bites his hand. People could be heard shrieking. Poor punctured Pump. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to have emergency surgery, and his longtime co-host Vanna White will fill in for him while he recovers. The show said in a statement that that day's taping was canceled as the 73-year-old Sajak underwent successful surgery to correct a blocked intestine. The 62-year-old White stepped in as host. "Huh, I'd like to buy a bowel. I mean vowel." Madonna, who's currently on her Madam X tour, has been hit with a class action lawsuit, which names her and Live Nation in the suit. A ticket holder in Florida claims he lost money after the start time of her concert shifted from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. She's getting a bad rap on the tour as she's showing up late constantly. She didn't start performing in Vegas last weekend until 12:30 a.m. Yep, fail. The Trash Bin. Real Housewives of Potomac's Monique Samuels has been charged with second-degree assault after fighting with co-star Candace Dillard. Yeah. The pair were at dinner with their fellow housewives when they got into an argument and Samuels grabbed Dillard by the hair and pulled her down. A trial date has been set for December 23rd. Teresa Giudice said, it could happen.
The news wrap-up.
Alibaba's Singles Day sales hit $13 billion in the first hour. Expedia and TripAdvisor stock fell more than 20% after a decrease in Google search results. United Arab Emirates head of cybersecurity says they may lift a ban on WhatsApp calls soon. Apple smart glasses are set to launch in 2023, 3 years behind schedule. Guess Apple's slacker programmers were actually going home at night.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ford vs. Ferrari is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Are there any other paid apps out there besides Minecraft?
The number one book.
Blue Moon by Lee Child is the best-selling fiction book.
Australian singer-songwriter Tony Watson, known professionally as Tones and I, released her debut single, Johnny Runaway, in March of this year. She learned how to play keyboards and drum pads in high school, and later gathered experience by performing at local gigs and on the streets, where she would sing and earn money when people would give her spare change. The first night she was a street performer, she met her future manager. In 2018, she was living in her van, and this year, she performed in front of 100,000 Australian football fans at the AFL Grand Final, their version of the Super Bowl. Her second single has topped the charts in 23 countries, and we love it. Here's Tones and I with the song of the week, Dance Monkey.
I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my D, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. But you just beg to see me dance just one more time. Ooh, I sink you, sink you, sink you every time. And oh my, I like your style. You make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me.
That was Australia's Tones and I with the Song of the Week. Dance Monkey. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.